The Great American Smokeout. I was doing a little just research. This has been going on for, I remember this, I guess in the 1970s, I think, is when this sort of thing started. And it's still going on in November. It comes up on November 20th. And to help us talk a little bit about quitting the tobacco habit and some other things this morning, we have folks from the Lorain County General Health District joining us. We've got health educator Cody Carroll, and also we have with us the director, Dave Coble. Good morning.
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 Thanks for stopping in. So November 20th this year is the Great American Smokeout. Cody, why don't you give us some facts behind it, a little bit about you know, what we can do to if we know somebody or we are somebody who uses tobacco.
Sure. So the Great American Smokeout, like you said, is on November 20th this year, and thousands around the country use this day to make a plan to quit tobacco. And so, you know, it's a great opportunity to kind of use a day to find some other people that are quitting tobacco and kind of get some support for yourselves. And then it's also a day to plan in advance to quit smoking on that day. So a lot of people use that day just as a kind of a, you know, cold turkey, you know, going to quit that day.
Somewhat of a sense, maybe they think, well, there's other people that are doing this, so maybe, you know, I'll set that day. Because as with anybody, I guess, who's tried to quit smoking or quit anything, there's always that sort of first step, or I'll start now, or I'll start tomorrow, or I'll start the next day. But this kind of gives them a, I guess, a focal
point.
Yeah,
support, you know, from family and even just from the general community is so important when you're trying to quit tobacco.
Okay, they take the first step on that day. They say, okay, I'll quit, or I'll... What then do they need to get the support? What's out there for them?
Well, there is a tobacco quit line. It's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. And smokers who want to quit are much more successful when they use support systems like the quit line. So again, that number is 1-800-QUIT-NOW. And it's just a great opportunity to get some support towards your goal of quitting smoking.
To make kind of like a stupid question, sort of, what are the benefits of quitting smoking and quitting smoking now, as it were?
So just some of the benefits: you have a lower chance of lung cancer, which is one of the leading causes of death here in the United States. You have a better blood pressure rate, lower risk for heart and lung disease. And then some of the other things that people who quit tobacco can look forward to, their food tasting better, they smell better, and, you know, it takes about 5 minutes to smoke a cigarette, so they have a little bit more time in the day, too.
So it gives, and obviously a little more change in their pocket too, right?
Yes.
I don't know if you mentioned that, but obviously the habit, any habit obviously has an expense to it. And obviously the ultimate expense obviously is with your health, but obviously too, they can help with that. The Great American Smokeout, again, coming up on November 20th. It's just a good day to start and think about it. I don't know whether they decided to do it at that time of the year. Because, you know, you start getting into the holiday seasons, and that's when all the people show up, and you have fans, and there's maybe anxiousness and things, and so maybe you kind of have to try to work towards out of those things, the triggers. What is the cause you don't want to grab that cigarette? But I know the folks at that quit line can help with all that information there as well. Well, as we, you know, get closer, November 20th, and what is it? What do we have? Is it the 27th? What day is Thanksgiving this year? Anybody want to give us an idea? But Thanksgiving's coming up. Craig, when is Thanksgiving this year? Look at that calendar. Is it the 20th or 27th? What are we looking at here on there?
27th.
27th? Oh, it's late this year. Well, I still have some time to get that. But not time to put the turkey out yet, right, Dave?
Not quite yet, no. But it is important to plan ahead. You know, one of the mistakes people make sometimes is they forget about getting the turkey out early, and so they take it out of the freezer and set it on the counter all day. And that's really a big mistake, because bacteria can grow during that time. And while you're waiting for the inside to unfreeze, you could end up having the outside growing bacteria.
So this is talking about that danger zone. What is that area that we
The
use?
Danger zone is 40 to 140 degrees, and that's where bacteria really grow quickly. And so the important thing is to move through that either really slowly in the refrigerator, and so you go from frozen to refrigeration temperature without getting into the danger zone, or move it through really quickly. So if you're getting ready for Thanksgiving and you have your frozen turkey, the best thing to do is to think about it a week in advance and start to decide, depending on how big your turkey is, 1 or 2 days of thawing in the fridge will actually allow it to thaw without any danger.
Right, because that's the worst thing is to think, is it thawed? I can't remember. That you cannot thaw it faster. There's no way, obviously, right?
There is one way. So okay. you can do it in cold running water quickly, but the problem with that is that you're constantly kind of messing with the turkey, and it takes you. You're basically going to be standing there an hour while you're trying to get it to thaw out and then putting it in.
I've given it that cold water massage. You know, is it done? No, it's still a little bit more, helping to maybe break up some of the crystals or whatever. But yeah, or you can go with the fresh turkey, with you know, one of those that never gets frozen, and you kind of avoid some of that situation there as well. What are some of the other things that occur during Thanksgiving related to bacteria and food that maybe people aren't thinking about?
Right. Well, of course, the number one, the holy grail of public health is wash your hands, right?
Your hands,
so when you're getting ready to prepare food, you want to make sure you wash your hands. But then also when you're preparing the raw turkey, you want to make sure you don't cross-contaminate. You want to make sure after you're done preparing the raw turkey, you have it all in the oven, that you clean up and usually use a little bleach to sanitize the surfaces, and then use a different cutting board to cut your vegetables for whatever other side dishes you might be having. You want to avoid getting any of that raw turkey juice on anything else.
So that turkey is just like the chicken that we worry about all the rest of the year.
Exactly. Okay. There's different bacteria that grow that are naturally occurring in turkey and chicken, and we want to make sure we don't cross-contaminate with that.
What about when we're serving things, putting things out for people to eat? What do we need to keep in mind?
There's a couple things there. First of all, you want to make sure that when you're serving them, you put it out at the right time, right? You don't want it to sit out for hours and hours. And as long as you can, in a two-hour time period, you can eat and put your leftovers away, you'll avoid any kind of bacterial growth in any of the food that you're serving.
Dave, how long can you keep leftovers around? Say you put them in the fridge properly, like you described, and you've got them for a couple days or whatever. How long are they good in the fridge?
That kind of depends on the product itself, but usually you have a few days without any problem. If it's going to be a week or more, I would highly recommend if you can freeze it, and then bring it out another time. But usually, you know, you've got about a week to for most products, as long as they're in the fridge right away.
And it says here that your sight, smell, and taste is not always the good indicator of whether something is still consumable or not, right?
No, that's the old. Well, sniff it. If it smells good, it's still good. Well, spoilage bacteria sometimes, which makes it smell bad, sometimes won't be there yet, and the harmful bacteria will already be in the food.
Right. And as you get older, your senses aren't always as keen as they once were, I think, sometimes, or maybe you get used to some of that. But
that's the truth.
Yeah. Well, it's good that Mother Nature at least has given some bad smells and ugly colors for things to make us, warning us not to try and eat it. When you're cooking up the turkey, how do you know you get it done? I mean, I don't want to get some, you know, whole butterball tips from you on this whole thing, but what do you do to make sure that you got to, you know, it's cooked all the way through?
Right. I'll try not to give away my mom's secret recipes.
All right.
But so me personally, I cook a turkey every Thanksgiving, and I use one of the little pop-up thermometers in the turkey. But the important thing to remember about those pop-up thermometers is that when they pop up, they're only in one section of the turkey. So what I usually do is I'll pull the turkey out at that point, and then I'll use a probe thermometer and check a couple other spots on the turkey. And as long as everything's up over 165 degrees, I know it's thoroughly cooked.
Craig, you wanna kick off with ask the zero proof mix off question? I'll throw that one to you.
Well, for anyone who doesn't know, 13 years and running here, I see. What is the zero proof mix off?
So the zero proof mix off, we like to consider that a party with a purpose. And so the purpose is to increase awareness of sober driving and to encourage holiday hosts to offer non-alcoholic beverage options at their parties.
And what happens at this particular event? Where is it and that kind of thing?
So this year will be on December 4th, 2014. It's going to be from 5 to 7 at Lorain County Community College's Spitzer Conference Center. And basically, it's everybody comes in and there's going to be drink participants set up, and they just try different non-alcoholic beverages and then they vote.
I've had the honor in the past couple of years to be one of the judges, and it's so much fun. So many people turn out for it. I get to sample so many drinks and a relatively short period of time. And Bruce, something new this year. Can we break the news now?
There are two things new this year.
Really? Two? Well, let me tell you one thing. Okay. One thing is that we are making plans right now to actually broadcast live from the event this year. So that would be something brand new. That's in the pipeline. We're working on it. And what's the other thing?
Well, it's the new location that they're at. They've moved from the College Center area, mm-hmm. where the bookstore area is, over to the Spitzer Conference Center. You're growing.
Yes. Last year we had over 600 people, and we actually outgrew the capacity of College Center, so we're moving over to Spitzer. It gives us a little bit more room, a little bit more flexibility.
It's not the people that outgrew. It's those crazy displays that all the different drink vendors are setting up, bringing
right.
in members of KISS or yes. KISS-esque people there as well. So it's kind of grown into a not only about the beverage, but the presentation and mm-hmm. a lot of fun from the different agencies that you have there as well. And I guess one of the neat things, too, is also that you have the book available for
yep.
the drinks like that, too.
So everybody who comes to the Mix-Off will be able to get a recipe book that has all the recipes in there. So if they want to go back and try their hand at making one of them, they can do that for their holiday party or just for their friends and family.
Zero Proof Mix-Off, again, with the non-alcoholic drinks, and kind of showed how to have fun with that and the different people. And we're planning something very special, too. We can't give away too much of it, but... I don't want to give any clue away because, you know, it's a tough competition with a lot
yes,
of different
things.
Yes,
can't agencies. Give away your secret recipe.
Well, no, and exactly the theme and everything else that has to do do with this year. Again, that's coming up at the Spitzer Conference Center of the Lorain County Community College up on December 4th as well. We're talking today with the Lorain County General Health District. Dave, you want to give any last words out, shout out to the flu or anyhow?
Of course. You know, it's not too late to get your flu shot. I know most people have already either made plans to get it or have gotten it already. But if you haven't, you still can go to LorainCountyHealth.com and take a look. We have a flu locator, so you can come and get a flu shot from us, or you can go to any of the locations. We have maps of CVS and anybody else who might be given the flu shot in the community. And it's not too late. Flu season's just about to start in terms of getting more illness, so you want to get protected now.
Dave, we had a story yesterday out of Central Ohio. 30-some-odd cases reported in the Columbus area. They say double what they had this time a year ago. What do we know here? Anything local yet?
Right now, we're still pretty calm. That's a good thing. So we haven't had too much of a spike. We usually spike in January, late December and January is when we usually spike. We'll usually start getting cases right about now. We haven't had very many yet, so far so good.
Well, our guest today, Dave Koval, and also Cody Carroll with the Lorain County General Health District. If people want to find out more about these events, or there's always easy walks and things happening, you know, to get people healthy, what's a good place for them to get details on these things?
So you can always go to www.lorainecountyhealth.com, or you can always give us a call at 440-322-6367.